This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اللهم صل على نبينا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Oh Allah, we begin once again another day and night in the blessed months of Ramadan in the final 10 days. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we ask you in these blessed nights and in these blessed days of Ramadan as they are beginning to grow scarce and dwindle. We pray to you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to grant us security from every fear and a recovery from every sin. We ask you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to protect us from weakness and neediness from others of your creation. We ask you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to grant us the barakah that you have promised us in the sacredness of the month of Ramadan. We ask you to make this barakah into our homes, into our families, into our health, into our community. We pray, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, that you put barakah in everything that we attend to and everything that we ask you for. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we ask you to remove insecurity and fear from our hearts and our lives, to grant us a cure from every ailment and every difficulty that we find ourselves in. Ya Allah, we ask you to send us a healing that none can send but you, a healing that cures the illnesses of those of us who are unwell, so that it leaves nothing behind, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we seek from you prosperity after austerity and hardship, Ya Allah. O Allah, there are those of us who are seeking the enrichment from you of that which is halal so that it turns them away from seeking the haram. Ya Allah, open to us the doors of halal. put within us the capacity to work hard so that we turn away from that which is haram and easy. We ask you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to allow us happiness after sadness, to bring joy into our lives, into our children's lives, into our spouses' lives, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, we ask you to give us a strong well-being and a strong mental state, Ya Allah, to help us with the challenges that we may face in life that we haven't yet arrived at. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we ask you to grant us love that stops us from hate and love that stops others from hating us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us balance in all of our affairs. Make us the people of the Ummah of the middle course, Ya Allah. Al-Ummah al-Wasat that you ordered us to follow, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh Allah, do not allow us to go into excesses or to be negligent with you, Ya Allah, or with others. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we ask you to expand our rizq, to expand our estate and our home, to expand the lives that we have been blessed with, and to expand our health, our hearing, and our sight. We ask you to give us strength in our body and to give us vigor in our conviction. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we ask you to strengthen our heart. You are the one who turns hearts. We pray that you will keep our heart upon your faith, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to keep our hearts upon your faith, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to keep our hearts steady in times of fitna and trial and difficulty, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you for hidayah. We seek from you the guidance that gives us a cooling of the heart and gives us a purpose in our walk. We ask you for hidayah that makes us confident at the atrocities that we may face in life, that you are always with us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we seek al-ma'iyah with you, Ya Allah. You have promised us, inni ma'akum. Ya Allah, you have promised to be with us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh Allah, we believe you are with us with your knowledge and with your sight and with your hearing, with your power. La ya'zubu anhu mithqala dharra. Oh Allah, you've told us that not even an atom's weight is beyond your knowledge, Ya Allah. That everything is known to you, whether in the heavens or in the earth. Oh Allah, we are known to you, Ya Allah. You see our condition. You see our place. You hear our dua. You know what's in our heart. You know what is coming to us in our future and where we were in the past. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, give us a healing from you, Ya Allah. Give us a steadiness from you, Ya Allah. Send your hidayah upon our homes and our families and our children, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we testify that there is no power, no might, no ability, no turn except by your leave and permission, Ya Allah. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, grant us sabr. O Allah, أفرغ علينا صبرا. Shower sabr down upon us and place it into our heart and consciousness and well-being, Ya Allah. Give us the ability to be tempered when we are in a state of anger and sorrow, Ya Allah. Do not allow our anger to overcome us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Do not let us be from those who say things that will bring ruin to our homes and our families, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, because we're in a fit of anger. Allow us the ability to grow strong and to hold on to our tongues, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh Allah, we ask you to give us humility when we are in ascension and success above others. Allow us not to gloat or to be proud and not to be from those who have the excessive farah that leads them to a downfall, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to grant us forgiveness whenever we are of those who have offended others, Ya Allah, or have been offended by others. Allow others to forgive us when we have wronged them, Ya Allah, and allow our hearts to have the compassion and the maturity to ask for forgiveness, Ya Allah. O Allah, allow us to have kindness whenever we're in authority and to be charitable whenever we have been given wealth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, allow us to be blessed with the Quran, to learn it and to teach it, to live the best life, to be of the best people. Allahumma ja'alna min ahli al-Qur'an. O Allah, make us from the people of the Qur'an, those who have learned it and recite it and practice it and convey it and teach it to others, Ya Allah. O Allah, make our life for the Qur'an, Ya Allah. Make us a testament for the Qur'an, Ya Allah. Make our life led by the Qur'an, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. And lead our children and our families and our communities to it through us, Ya Allah. O Allah, we ask you to illuminate our hearts with your words, to release our stress with its rhythm and its rhyme and its sound and its intonation, Ya Allah. O Allah, correct our tajweed and allow us to remember what we may have forgotten of it, Ya Allah. O Allah, what we don't yet know of it and its meaning, send this light into our hearts, Ya Allah, and the desire to capture more of its essence, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, elevate our spirit with its message, cleanse us from our errors with its healing, and increase our love with each other through its teaching, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us the wisdom of the Quran and the criterion, the Furqan of separating halal and haram and good from bad, sinful from immoral, from good, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to cure us with Al-Quran Al-Azim. Ya Allah, protect us with Al-Quran Al-Azim. Ya Allah, bless us and our homes with Al-Quran Al-Azim. Ya Allah, increase us with Al-Quran Al-Azim. Ya Allah, shield us with the message and the teachings of Al-Quran Al-Azim. Ya Allah, make the Quran for us a companion in this life and a companion in the grave and a companion in the day of judgment until we enter Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you said that fasting and the reading of the Quran will make shafa'ah on the day of judgment. Allahumma shaffi' fina al-Quran wa shaffi' fina al-Siyam. Oh Allah, give us the shafa'ah of the Quran and the shafa'ah of the Siyam. Oh Allah, we ask you to give us the shafa'ah of the best of man, the best of humanity, the greatest of your creation, and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira. Ya Rabb, make us from those who are sincere in our dua. Let this dua be a testament and a proof for us and not against us that we are those who are believers, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna amanna bik, wa amanna biliqa'ik, wa amanna bikulli ma arsaltahu ila rusulik. Oh Allah, we believe in you and we believe in our return and questioning by you. We believe in everything you sent the messengers with, Ya Allah. Allahumma la taruddana kha'ibin. Oh Allah, do not turn us away without an answer for our dua, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you see our place, you hear our voices, you know our needs, you know what is to come in our life, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us what we are in need to traverse and to pass through life with ease, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ease through the patience you put in our heart, ease through conviction in whatever that we have to deal with, Ya Allah, that you will be with us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh Allah, we do not ask you to turn back from us the qada and the judgment and the fate that you have destined for us, even if it may seem bitter to us. But we ask you to remain merciful with us in it and to grant us patience, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, we will worship you when we are in happiness and in sorrow. Ya Allah, we will worship you when everything is as we seek it and when it has changed from that condition. Ya Allah, we ask you to maintain the goodness in our life and well-being and ease for us, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, if you challenge us with hardship and trial to test our faith, Ya Allah, oh Allah, allow us the hidayah to remain firm and true to the message, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect us from those who envy us and from those who seek us harm from a distance, Ya Allah, but pretend to be near and friends to us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to protect us from those who are hypocritical with their words and actions, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to protect us from losing other people's trust and other people's wealth, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Allah, to not make us from those whose actions are better in their words than in their actions, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to bless us with better dealings with you in private than we seek to show each other in public, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to make us from those who are fortunate to love and follow the sunnah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah of love and compassion and balance, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, lead us to his way and lead us to his path, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, send your salam upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his wives and his children, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, and his family and his companions. Oh Allah, we ask you to join us with all of them on the Day of Judgment. We ask you to give us the shafa'ah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he recognizes us with the tracing of our wudu, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shafa'ah when none is able to speak but him, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to preserve our record and to make it a record that will place us fi illiyin, that our soul is destined and etched to be with the people of Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you Jannah and all of the deeds that make it come closer to us, Ya Allah. We ask you to protect us from hellfire and any deeds that bring us towards it, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah, Ya Allah. We ask you for Al-Firdaus Al-Ula, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-Jannah wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمَا قَرَّبَ إِلَيْهَا مِنْ قَوْلٍ وَعَمَلٍ. Oh Allah, we ask you the company of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask you to be able to sit in the circles of the prophets in Jannah, Ya Allah, to grant us an ability to be near Ibrahim and Musa and Isa, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to protect us from anything that will turn us away from the doors of Jannah, Ya Allah. We ask you to enter us into the doorway of Ar-Rayyan, the one that you have promised those who are fasting, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let this month be a testament that we have earned the right to enter from Ar-Rayyan, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us a fast that is not just of hunger and thirst, but one of self-restraint and self-control and charitableness towards others, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let our fast be a testament that we believe in you and we obey you and we do what you have asked as you ask when you ask, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let us be fear and let us be free. Let us be free of fear and anxiety and sadness and depression, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to protect us in this life. And as we are exiting this life, and as we are entered into the grave, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, turn our graves and the graves of those who have passed away into gardens of delight, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to expand our graves and the graves of the righteous, Ya Allah, to send light upon us and to make us from those who are able to find a pathway to Jannah and receive its reward before the Day of Judgment, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Arham Ar-Rahimeen, to join our souls with those who have passed away before us, so that we are comforted until we see you on that Day of Judgment, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to bless our parents and our children and our teachers, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless our shuyukh, Ya Allah. Bless our teachers who have studied the Qur'an with, Ya Allah. Bless our grandparents who we studied the Qur'an with, Ya Allah. Bless our families and our homes, Ya Arham Ar-Rahimeen. Bless us with Sadaqatun Jariya that will continue to earn us reward even after we are here or have forgotten about the good we have done to others, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to forgive the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those who are living and those who have passed away. Bless the Muslims with good and grant us victory over those who are oppressing us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to make ease for the people of Palestine and the people of Jerusalem, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, 2 years ago we stood with them in Masjid al-Aqsa and we did our prayers there, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, return us to the holy lands that we can pray in your blessed masajid there, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow us to return once again to Al-Ka'b al-Musharrafa. We ask you to return us, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, to Mecca al-Mukarrama, to allow us to perform tawaf and umrah and hajj, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, to lead others in the rites that you have prescribed for us, Ya Allah, to answer their questions and to motivate them to come closer to you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us with hajj after hajj and open the pathway for us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to protect us and our homes and our families, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow us to pray in the masjid of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to give him salam close to where he has been buried and lived and died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, we ask you to bring us closer to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, physically as much as we seek it in a way, spiritually, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow our souls to connect with the soul of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through our love for him and the sunnah of him. Ya Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us that the one you love, you will be with in the Day of Judgment. Oh Allah, let this be a testimony that we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, his life is more dear to us than our own. His mention is more dear to us than our own lives and our wealth and our families and children, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there is nothing that we would sacrifice except that we would do it for our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for your word and for your teaching that has been sent with him, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let us be from those who love the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and show it through obedience to his instructions and in his words, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to grant us nearness to him, Ya Allah, to give us the beneficial knowledge that he left behind, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us from those who transmit his knowledge, Ya Allah, to share it with others in this world, Ya Allah, that it can remain even after we have gone, Ya Allah. Allow us to be able to leave something of substance for those who it will lead to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, there are those who have supported me and others in this righteousness, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, assist them with all that which is good in their life and that which they seek from you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there are brothers and sisters who are unknown to others, but they are fundamental to the good that we do, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to open for them the provisions of all good and to grant them success and to protect their homes and their families and their spouses and their children, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, those of us who have come together in seeking good, Ya Allah, open to us the doors of good that we do more good together in ta'awun ala al-birri wa taqwa, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to protect us from illness and sickness and heartache, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you not to see anything that would make us downturned and upset, Ya Allah. We ask you if we do see it, Ya Allah, that you give us strength and not burden us with what we cannot withstand, Ya Allah. You are al-afu wa tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. Oh Allah, you are the one who pardons and forgives sins. You love to pardon and forgive sins. Pardon and forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. As I always do each and every night and each and every morning, I do remind you of our obligations towards others, those who are needy beyond what I can describe to you. And subhanAllah, I want you to know that there are every day thousands of orphans who are in need of our assistance. I have currently a 1,000 orphan child program that you can find on my Instagram page and my link of the bio on my Facebook page. I've regularly updated to it. These young children are those who are facing multiple child protection risks: child labor, child marriage, forms of exploitation and abuse. These are the children that are always seeing the danger that you and I pray will never visit us or our homes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to, and our wealth, to be the food that feeds them and the clothing that clothes them and the education that gives them. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who are fortunate. Once again, I'm just going to share my screen with you and just show you one of the most recent updates that I've made on my Facebook streams. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist us and protect us. This beautiful child is one of the orphans that is listed in my 1,000 orphan list. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant her a sponsor and to give her someone who will look after her, her brothers and sisters, and those who are in similar situations in war-torn places around the world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who are able to sustain them and to assist them by the wealth that he has provided us and the comforts that we have. You can go to my links and donate through my Facebook page. You will see, mashallah, that there are already lots of supporters, alhamdulillah, for it. This is the second ongoing program. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us good in it. Every day, I ask you in these blessed days of Ramadan to give something good for yourself and for your family. Allahumma ameen. If you don't have a Facebook link that you want, go to my Just Giving page, inshallah. And in the Just Giving page, you to, inshallah, find an opportunity to share your khayr with them, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you success in that regard and to make you from those who are the source of barakah for other children's lives, so that Allah will bless your children, your home, and your family, and keep us protected. I put the links once again for you in the notes and in the comment section. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open your hearts to it. Allahumma ameen. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi.